You're listening to an African Elements top news story for May 20th, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Grassroots power fuels historic primary election wins. The political landscape of the United States experienced seismic shifts on May 19, 2026. Voters in Georgia and Pennsylvania chose a new path forward during their primary elections. They firmly rejected the standard political establishment in favor of diverse, community-driven leadership. These elections reveal deep historical currents that continue to shape modern voting behavior. Former Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms won the Democratic nomination for governor in Georgia. Meanwhile, progressive candidate Chris Rabb pulled off a major upset in Pennsylvania. These twin victories serve as massive milestones. They illustrate how modern campaigns operate against entrenched political machinery. Keisha Lance Bottoms secured the Democratic nomination without facing a runoff election. She successfully defeated six challengers, which included former Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan. Her victory marks a significant moment for the Democratic Party in Georgia. She currently campaigns to win a seat that has eluded the party for more than two decades. Bottoms originally gained national attention as the mayor of Atlanta from 2018 to 2022. During her time in office, she guided the city through major social unrest. She responded directly to the civil rights protests that followed the police killings of George Floyd and Rayshard Brooks. Her leadership during those intense moments centered her public image on issues of racial equity and police accountability. The Democratic Party has sought to reclaim the governor's office for 24 years. The last Democrat to hold the position was Roy Barnes. He originally won the seat in 1998. However, he lost his re-election bid in a historic 2002 upset. This defeat effectively ended over 130 years of Democratic control in the state, a streak that dated back to the Reconstruction era. Barnes faced massive backlash for his 2001 decision to minimize the Confederate battle emblem on the state flag. The old flag prominently featured the stars and bars, which had been adopted in 1956 as a symbol of resistance to desegregation. White rural voters fiercely rejected the change. This public fury paved the way for Republican Sonny Perdue to win the governorship. Bottoms winning the primary without a runoff is a massive achievement. The Georgia runoff system strictly requires a candidate to secure an absolute majority of the vote. Segregationist Denmark Groover originally championed this system in 1963. He designed the policy specifically to suppress black voting power and prevent Negro bloc voting from electing African-American candidates. Groover wanted to ensure that white voters could unite behind a single candidate if a black candidate won a plurality in the first round. Critics view the runoff as an electoral mechanism that actively harms minority voters. The system forces a second round of voting, which creates severe barriers for working-class citizens who cannot easily take time off. Overcoming this hurdle highlights a shift away from the troubling history of black voter disenfranchisement. The foundation for this recent victory came from years of intense grassroots organizing. Stacey Abrams previously shifted the party strategy away from appealing primarily to moderate white voters. Instead, she focused entirely on building a multiracial coalition. She targeted Black, Latino, and Asian American voters during her 2018 and 2022 campaigns. Organizations like Fair Fight Action and the New Georgia Project fought heavily against voter suppression. They registered hundreds of thousands of new voters over several election cycles.
Because of this groundwork, the 2026 primary saw record-breaking early turnout. Over 1 million Georgians cast their ballots before Election Day. The organizing efforts produced undeniable mathematical results. The 2026 early voting turnout represented a 29% increase over the 2022 elections. Furthermore, it marked a staggering 281% increase over the 2018 midterm primary. These numbers prove that the multiracial coalition strategy works effectively when properly funded and organized. For the first time in a midterm primary, Democrats also held a significant partisan edge in early voting. They maintained a 15 percentage point advantage over Republicans. Approximately 580,000 Democrats cast early ballots compared to 430,000 Republicans. This advantage provides Keisha Lance Bottoms with strong momentum heading into the general election. While Georgia celebrated a breakthrough, Pennsylvania witnessed a dramatic political upset. Progressive candidate Chris Rabb won the Democratic primary for the 3rd Congressional District. He defeated the established political machine in a major upset. His campaign relied heavily on grassroots social justice activism rather than traditional party backing. Rabb successfully captured approximately 44.3% of the vote. he comfortably defeated State Senator Sharif Street and Dr. Ala Stanford. This victory signals a massive changing of the guard in Philadelphia politics. National progressive figures, often referred to as the Squad, gave Rabs significant backing throughout the race. The 3rd District holds deep ties to the traditional Democratic machine.
For decades, figures like Representative Dwight Evans dominated the area. They controlled the region through an intricate system of patronage. They handed out government jobs and community services in exchange for strict political loyalty. These political machines historically controlled neighborhoods by delivering direct services, such as street money, on election day. However, this system often silenced independent progressive voices.
The machine traditionally prioritized party loyalty over actual civil rights credentials. Rab defeating Sharif Street, the son of former Mayor John Street, shows a clear shift in the political narrative as voters demand systemic reform. A major factor in the victory of Chris Rab was the 2018 redistricting of Pennsylvania. The state Supreme Court mandated new congressional maps to reduce gerrymandering. This judicial change created the modern boundaries of the 3rd District. It became a densely packed urban core that serves as an epicenter for progressive politics. The district now boasts a Cook Partisan Voting Index of D+40. This rating means the district votes 40 percentage points more Democratic than the national average. It stands as the most Democratic-leaning district in the nation. Because the general election is practically guaranteed for the Democrat, the primary serves as the only true political contest. Chris Rabb campaigned intensely on bold economic populism. He pushed for policies that prioritize working-class citizens over corporate interests. The progressive political style champions the needs of everyday people against the power of moneyed elites. The Squad regularly advocates for these identical concepts on the national stage.
Rabb promised to pursue strict police accountability measures and social justice reforms. For example, he previously authored Act 57 to create a statewide database tracking police misconduct. Working-class voters responded strongly to these messages. This momentum directly mirrors how African Americans historically fought for economic justice against immense odds. The Rabb platform includes dramatic criminal justice reforms. He frequently advocates for the complete abolition of the death penalty. He also supports felony murder reform, which seeks to change laws that unjustly charge individuals with murder, even if they did not personally kill anyone during a crime. Additionally, Rabb fights for environmental justice and state-level reparations. He actively sponsors legislation to prevent polluting facilities from operating in communities of color. He remains one of the few legislators openly calling for reparations to address systemic economic disparities rooted in slavery. These policies profoundly resonate with the political experience of Black people residing in urban centers. The victory in Pennsylvania highlights the growing power of modern progressive organizations. Groups like Reclaim Philadelphia emerged strongly after the 2016 elections. They focused entirely on dismantling the old establishment. They mobilized a new base that demanded massive changes in the political system. These grassroots organizations successfully connected diverse groups of voters. They united younger college-educated progressives with older Black voters in West and Northwest Philadelphia. This multiracial coalition strategy proved highly effective against traditional political families. Voters made it clear that they want candidates who champion structural reform rather than gradual change. Both primary elections represent a major transformation in modern American politics. The winning candidates succeeded because they mobilized historically ignored communities. They did not rely solely on the outdated tactics of traditional political machines.
Instead, they built entirely new models of civic engagement and voter outreach. Keisha Lance Bottoms and Chris Rabb must now firmly prepare for the November elections. They carry the hopes of voters who passionately desire real justice and systemic equality. Their primary campaigns prove that grassroots movements possess the sheer power to reshape the government. They have officially changed the political landscape for future generations. Copyright, African Elements.